Zakt the Mishnah Brayter, Masechtas Pesachim, Perik Hay, Mishnah Aleph. We know that in the Beis Hamikdash, every single day they were makriv the Tamid Shel Shachar and the Tamid Shel Bein Horabayim. As long as they were makriv the Karm Tamid, the enemies could not penetrate. The Nedarim and Adavis that people would bring, Nedarim are Karbanis, where a person says, Harei Elai, I take it upon myself to bring a Karban. Nedavis are where a person says, Harei Zu, this is a Karban. Chazal prefer Nedava, because if you say this is a carbon, then it gets lost. It's not your responsibility. If you say I take upon myself to bring a carbon, then I lose it. I still have to bring another one. But either way, when it comes to Nedarim and Nedavis, when can you bring them? In between the Tamid that was shechted in the morning and the Tamid that was shechted in the afternoon, in between the Tamid Shel Shachar and the Tamid Shel Bein Horabayim. Now, what is the earliest time that you can bring the Tamid Shel Bein Horabayim? And the answer is, as the Batanura explains, a half hour after Chatzais, when the sun starts to set. And you can see from the shadows that the sun has begun its descent. It's a long time before the sun is actually going to set. But it takes a half hour after Chatzais till you see from the shadow that the sun is beginning to come down. So really, there's Zriza Makdimah L'Mitzvahs. We always do Mitzvahs at the earliest possible time, and especially in the Beis Hamikdash. So one would imagine if you can be makriv the Tamid Shel Shachar 6.5 hours into the day, you should be able to set your watch by at 6.5 hours into the day that would be marked of the Tamid Shel Bein Horabayim. But that's not when they shechted it. They wouldn't shecht the Tamid Shel Bein Horabayim until 2 hours later. Tamid Nishchat begins the Mishnah, Perikei Mishnah Aleph. The Tamid Shel Bein Horabayim was shechted b'shmeina umechze, 8.5 hours into the day. B'karv b'tesh umechze, they were marked of it 9.5 hours into the day. Why the 2 hour delay? And the answer is, to give people a chance to bring their karbanis. If they were to start shechting at 6.5 hours into the day, there wouldn't be enough time. However, Zakt the Mishnah weiter, b'arve pesachim on erev pesach. Now, the karban pesach is unique in as much as it's brought when? After the Tamid Shel Bein Horabayim. So, whereas normally I need as much time as I can before the Tamid, here I need more time after the Tamid for all of Klal Yisrael to process their Karban Pesach. So therefore, Zakt the Mishnah weiter, the Arve Pesachim on Erev Pesach, Nishchat, the Tamid Shel Bein Horabayim was shechted b'sheva u'mechza. Not 2 hours later, but only an hour later, meaning an hour after the earliest possible time, the Karv b'shmeina u'mechza, and they were makrivit 8.5 hours into the day, as opposed to 9.5 hours into the day. Now this then, that they were not makriv the Tamid Shel Bein Horabayim on time, or rather the earliest possible time, is bein b'chol, whether it's during the week, bein b'shabbos. One would imagine, wait a second, the purpose of pushing off the Tamid Shel Bein Horabayim is to give people a chance to bring their nedarim and nedavis, but on Shabbos there are no nedarim and nedavis. You're not allowed to be makriv nedarim and nedavis on Shabbos. So l'chayr on Shabbos we should be makriv the Tamid Shel Bein Horabayim at the earliest possible time. So we say no. Whatever is done during the week is done on Shabbos. However, Chal Erev Pesach Lias B'Erev Shabbos, if Erev Pesach falls on Erev Shabbos, so as much as we're pressured for time, every Erev Pesach, we do it an hour earlier. Here, we're even more pressured for time. Because in addition to shechting and being makriv of the Karban Pesach, you had to roast the Karban Pesach before Shabbos. The roasting of the Karban Pesach is not Teichus Shabbos. So here we pull back the Tamid Shel Bein Horabayim to the earliest possible time. Chal Erev Pesach Lias B'Erev Shabbos. If Erev Pesach falls on Erev Shabbos, Nishcha, that's when the Tamid Shel Bein Horabayim is shechted B'Shesh Umechza, half hour after Chatzais. B'Karev B'Sheva Umechza, and they're makriv it 7.5 hours into the day, an hour after Chatzais, V'Pesach Achrav, and then we deal with the Karban Pesach afterwards, the Shechita, the Hakrava, and also the roasting of the Karban Pesach. Okay, quickly chazering over what we learned in our Mishnah. Although you could be makriv the Tamid Shel Bein Horabayim a half hour after Chatzais during the week, we always waited an extra 2 hours. It was only shechted 8.5 hours into the day as opposed to 6.5 hours into the day to give people a chance to to bring their nedarim and nedavos, which can only be brought before the Tumas Shel Bein HaRabayim. On Erev Pesach, you have the Korban Pesach that's done after the Tumas Shel Bein HaRabayim. They brought it back an hour earlier. Erev Pesach, that was also Erev Shabbos, we were pressured for even more time after Chatzos, because they also had to roast the Korban Pesach before Shabbos. So therefore, they started the Korban Tumid at the earliest possible time, 6.5 hours into the day. Every Erev Pesach, it was an hour earlier than usual. They shechted it 7.5 hours into the day, as opposed to the normal 8.5 hours into the day. But Erev Pesach, there was also Erev Shabbos, they came all the way back until a half hour after Chatzos to give people a chance, meaning that it takes an hour to process the Korban Tumid, to give people a chance afterwards to shecht, be makriv, and roast their Korban Pesach.